Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode. I am here with Pearl Sharenza. Oh my gosh, from Women Successful Living. I'm super excited to have you here, Pearl. Thank you so much, especially where we're at right now. It's so important to talk about self-care, and I'm just so excited to have you on. Welcome to the Mompreneur Marketing Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Audra. I'm a mompreneur, wife, photographer, and creator of the Mompreneur Marketing Blueprint. I went from being a stressed out mom, only spending a few hours a day with my kids and commuting 100 miles a day, to a mompreneur who's created a happy balance with three kids running two businesses. This is a show for you to learn from me and other female entrepreneurs how to start, build, market, and create a profitable business without working 24/7. If you're ready to get tips on how to feel more inspired and equipped to market your business online while impacting so many lives, this is a show for you. I'm so excited you're here. So let's get started.
I'm excited to be here. I've been waiting to do this with you. So it's a great time. Like you said, it's great timing to do this right now because self-care is so important right now with everything that's going on and moms like you home with their kids and, you know, mine are older and out, but my youngest is actually still at college in his dorm. And so they are, he's an RA. So because he's an RA, he's on the crisis team. And where he goes to school, the dorm is really not owned by the college. So it's really like an apartment living. So they asked him to stay behind because they have some international students that could not get home. So luckily he has his own room. He doesn't share with anybody, but you know, I'm a little freaked out that he's not home with all this stuff going on, but you know, we talk to him every day and his school is over by where my office in Lakeland is. So I make sure that, like today I was in Lakeland, so I make sure we go see each other. So I go the long way to come home from Lakeland to Brandon so I can check on him.
Oh, that's yeah. So awesome. It's gotta be hard.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, today, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah. So I moved here from Virginia almost 14 years ago. And the goal when we came here was I was going to be the stay-at-home mom. Okay. And so I would work maybe part-time out of the house, but I was going to be the stay-at-home mom. That was like the thing I always wanted to do. But when I got down here, I hated being a stay-at-home mom. I hated not doing something other than PTA all the time, which I did join the PTA because I needed to meet people that were, you know, women and I need to be around adults. But I just was like, this is not me. So I started on a journey to losing weight. I lost over 57 pounds. And through that journey, I found my business. So I opened a business that was called Bodyworks Health and Wellness Center. And we've grown into Women Successful Living. That's a whole another path that we did. But what got me to go to Women Successful Living was my oldest is adopted. And I felt like as his mom that I wanted to give him the things that, you know, I felt like I should make sure he gets everything he wants, every dream he wants. I should, you know, we like that for our kids anyways, but for whatever reason, I was so focused on he needs to get everything he's wanted. And so for him, it was the dream of playing football in college. So I literally every Friday night was behind a camera recording him going up and down the football field. And so that was what I did for like probably from 2012 to 2015, at least 3-4 years. And so I happened to take this class with a friend of mine named Shannon, and it was an identity and destiny class. And through that class, we had to, you know, come up with our who we are statement. And near the end of the class, when I did my statement, Shannon called me out and said, I don't hear anything about Pearl in there. And by the way, don't you have another son? Because I had a younger son. And so I sat back and I was like, wow, you're right. And my son by now, my oldest was a senior. And so I realized that I didn't know who Pearl was in anything. I was mom. That's who I thought coming here I was supposed to be. So I lost that identity. So when I took Matt to college, I handed this invisible gift and said, this is my gift God and I have wrapped up for you. However you unwrap it is up to you, but I have to go be Pearl and I also have to be mom to your brother. Because Nate had kind of, you know, Nate was self-sufficient, did things on his own. I mean, the kid, you know, he just is such a smart kid. And so I thought I never had to worry about him. So dropped off Matt at college, August of 2015. He hasn't unwrapped his gift the way I would hope he would unwrap it. However, you know, I can't control that anymore. That's his life. He's 23 now, and he's realizing he has to revisit his decisions. So I went home, and I decided that I had listened to a lot of my clients say, Pearl, you're such a great coach, but my friend doesn't need help with weight, but they could really use like the tools you talk about and the homework you assign. And I'd be like, oh, I'll go have coffee with them. You know, I'll have tea with them. Actually, I don't do coffee. And so I found I was doing that a lot. And I was like, I'm not getting paid for this. So I was taking more time away from my family and Nate. So I sat back, and that's when I did the pivot and said, let's go work with women. You know, 90% of who I work with are women. Let me work with them more. And it will also allow me to take time to work with Nate. So that's where Women's Successful Living started to come in. We started quarterly with brunches. And then we've grown into this yearly retreats that we do and our pajama retreats. And then I started taking time with Nate. He's 2 years younger than Matt. So his graduation was going to be coming, you know. So I started working with him and kind of what is it he wanted to do. And so by doing that, I rebuilt that relationship. And I would encourage any mom to do this. Take time. I had a friend in Virginia used to go every Friday for breakfast with his kids. And I was always like, that's so cool. And I wish I would have done that. I wish looking back, I would have done that. So if I was to give any advice right now for moms like yourself that have one child, 10 children, however many you have, at least once a month, find time to go out with one of the kids one-on-one and really find out what's going on with them. Especially right now with everything's going on, it's really important. With this coronavirus, they don't know why they can't go hang out with their friends. It's really, really important. So last Friday, like I said, I've been seeing Nate over in Lakeland. We actually had a great conversation, and I apologized to him. And I said, I want you to know there's not a perfect parent out there. And I wasn't the perfect mom. I did the best that I could. And I recognize there's things that I could have done better for you. And he was like, wow, mom, that is so cool that you could, you know, be honest with me about that. That means a lot to me. So, you know, just have those candid conversations with your kids because we can't go back and rewind. And so that's where, you know, part of that came from my self-care. Part of that came from, after I dropped Matt off, I had to put myself first. I had to start taking care of me and I had to find out who Pearl was. And I realized Pearl is somebody who can empower other women to take control of their lives. I realized that Pearl is somebody that is a great speaker. I just got asked to come speak for the second time for 100 successful women in Miami now. So cool. And then I also have written a few books. So I finally know who Pearl is, and I'm excited about the next chapter.
Oh my gosh. You know, you just had so many gold nuggets in your intro. Like, I don't even know where to start. Oh my gosh. I really do appreciate your, you know, it's hard. You know, I lost my mom when I was young. And so I've always been looking to women who are like 10 steps ahead of me to be like, how does it look down the road? Like, what does it look like? And any tips that you have for me? Because like you said, not every kid comes with a manual. No. So, and I'm sure Nate totally appreciated you. I try to apologize to my kids like immediately when I notice I do something because and now my kids are like, oh, I know you're going to apologize after you said that one, mom. And I'm like, man, yeah, my goodness. So I love it. Thank you so much for all of those words of wisdom. So I do have a question for you. So I always like to talk about like God's favor and how people's life and journey and faith have kind of molded them into where they are. And so my question to you is like, how has touches of God's favor impacted your business? And you talk about like, you know, you're a speaker, you're an author. Like, how did God help kind of just touches of his favor get you to the point that you're at today?
Well, that's a good question. So when I look back, I know that it started definitely with the opportunity to adopt Matthew because of being, I'm such a caring and giving person, sometimes to a fault. But I think just going way back then is when it started. And then realizing that he's given me the gift of listening and being empathetic and always wanting to take care of others. And so I think by him, I call myself having that B personality. So by him giving me the opportunity to have the heart to give, it enables me to see and do stuff with that gift, whether it's just one-on-one coaching people or just a friend that calls and says, hey, you know, can you help me in this area? I think through my business, he's helped me definitely, when I opened my business, he definitely helped me. He pulled me away from two people that I almost partnered with that would have been a bad partnership. So that was really awesome. And then he also helped me to realize that it's not just talking and speaking to somebody, but it's really listening and helping them and giving them resources. And he's put those resources in front of me. So it even goes down to what we do in our house. Like, we've mentored young kids that have stayed with us for 6 months, 2 weeks, a year, 2 years at a time in some cases. So to be able to take that, he's helped me to realize I have a gift, and he's helped guide me on how to use that gift.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I love that. And speaking of gifts, so what advice would you give other mompreneurs and entrepreneurs who don't get enough self-care? So I feel like one of your gifts is you're really good now, you know, after you and Shannon went to that class, like, you're really good at the whole self-care thing. And I feel like at least a lot of my clients, and even for myself, like, a lot of times, especially when your kids are little, it's like the self-care, your business, your hobby, the house, it's hard to keep all of those, the juggling act going. So what advice do you have for entrepreneurs when it comes to self-care?
Well, one thing I'm going to tell you, it's not even from my own. I watched my sister-in-law do this with my brother when they had my nephew, Sean. Right away, she became, and it's funny because now Jennifer has that book about being the CEO of your home. She became the CEO of her house. And I was like, man, where were you when I was, you know, having kids? Because my nephew, Sean, at 2, knows how to put his clothes away. Like, she taught him how to fold his clothes and put them away. And I think if looking back, I grew up with a mom who did everything. So I thought I had to do everything and realize that you are not the only one as a mom that's in that house. You have a husband maybe, or if you're a single mom, you have those kids. There's things that you can look at that the kids can help you do and empower them to take ownership of being a family and what it takes to run your family business that's inside your home. There, I would start there. And then you have a right, and you've earned the right, to take time out for yourself once a day, if you can, at least, even if it's just 15 minutes. I'm going to go in the room for 15 minutes. I'll be out in a minute. And you do some quiet meditation, you journal, you brain dump, whatever that is, to kind of give you that, okay, you know, I catch myself forgetting to breathe, and so we get busy. It's like, you got to stop and breathe. So you're allowed, and you should not feel guilty. I think as moms, we feel guilty. So I would say, don't feel guilty when you carve out that time for yourself, and you have to carve out that time for yourself. And whether if you could do it every day for 15, 20 minutes somewhere in the day, that's great. But if it's once or twice a week, it's really important that you do that. And then realize what your priorities are. Because, you know, whether you're working a job or you're a solopreneur like I am, you don't want that to run your life. You don't want that controlling everything. You have to carve out and take time. I learned that before I became an entrepreneur. I was a mortgage broker, and I worked tons and tons of hours, and I went and see my kids when they were babies, and I hated it. And that was part of why we came to Florida, like I said, to be that stay-at-home mom. And I realized I couldn't do that all the time. But the lesson I learned for that was to take time. As Shannon pointed out to me, I had to take time for me. So once I understood that, I would say make sure that you are carving out time for yourself. And once a month, I go get a massage. Once a month, I do a massage. And about once a quarter, I do what I call a staycation. I leave the house and I go to a local hotel and I stay overnight for a couple of nights in my pajamas. I find a hotel that has breakfast and dinner, and I just do whatever I want to do in the hotel. And it could just be watching TV, but typically I'll work on my business because I'll have some quiet time. But I take time for myself at the same time.
Oh, wow. That blew my mind. I didn't see that coming. Wow, that's awesome. I love the pajamas too.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So what would you say if we don't take heed to what you're saying, what does it look like for us like 5 years later if we don't start with the self-care now?
You don't start with the self-care now, you are going to have health problems. Just start right there at the beginning. You're going to have health problems, whether it's too much anxiety for being stressed out. It could be, it could lead to heart issues. You're not taking care of your body from the inside out. And when you're overstressed, it can lead to autoimmune issues as well. So I would say you're going to have 5 years down the line, if you haven't done these things, you're going to have health issues. Also, if you don't take time for yourself, it's going to affect the relationships with your family, your spouse, your kids as well. It definitely would be a huge factor there.
Yeah. And I appreciate that because sometimes when you're in the moment, and I don't know about you girls listening, but I tend to make excuses for it because I'm like the old Pearl. Like I'm just like, give the shirt off my back to anyone and everyone just to help everyone. And even my own husband literally says to me, like, you need to take time for yourself. He literally was like, tells me to like, go buy something, go do something. Like he tells me to do that stuff. But for me, I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm good. So I needed to hear that for like, what does it really look long-term? And I'll be honest, like I've had that health problems before because I didn't take the time and I was commuting like two and a half hours a day, Monday through Friday, only seeing my kids 1.5 hours a day max. It was rough. And then I got acid reflux. I had a miscarriage and then I was like, whoa, things need to change. And so I've been there too. So what does it mean for you to make an impact?
What's it mean to be making an impact? Especially with the retreats that we do, I look forward to those every year. But throughout the year when I'm working and coaching with women, and now I'm starting to coach even young girls that are in high school, to watch them come into me, you know, stressed out, not having direction, not having a vision, but not know how to take it from their head and bring it to fruition. And then to start seeing that onion peel away, and their inner pearl starting to shine, and they're coming to become that butterfly that they're wanting to be, you know, they're accomplishing. I've got a young girl that I worked with that I helped her lose weight, and now she's doing bodylifting and she's like winning her champions. It's so much fun. But then when they get to the retreats, I mean, you know, you were the photographer last year's retreat, and you saw the transformations that happened there. I mean, to watch women walk in there, and these are women that I knew locally, but had no idea. We don't know what everybody's dealing on the inside. We put this, you know, facade up. When you take that makeup off and you let yourself be real and hang in your PJs, to watch these women transform and to watch speakers say, oh, I'm not going to speak, I have to wear makeup, to now they're on YouTube with no makeup on showing us how to put makeup on, you know, to watch that happen, then I know I've made an impact that these women are going after their dreams and they're being their authentic self.
Yeah, drop the mic. Definitely. Yes. I was there and I saw the transformations from start to finish. And I was like, whoa, like that, talk about making an impact. I love it, Pearl. So where can people connect with you?
Oh, so you can visit us on our website at wsliving.com. Again, wsliving.com. Find us on Facebook at Women Successful Living. You can also find us on Instagram as Women Successful Living as well. And if you hop on our website, we have a free ebook that's going to be dropping over the next 3 days about how to take care of some self-care as well.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Ladies, definitely grab that freebie. It's going to be amazing. Pearl, thank you so much for coming on. And I will put all this information in the show notes too, ladies, so that you don't have to, you might be on the elliptical or working out or, you know, wherever you're doing, homeschooling your kids right now. Who knows what's happening? But I will put in the show notes for you. So Pearl, thank you so much for all of your words of inspirations and your golden nuggets today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And you go find your inner Pearl to greatness.
Yeah.
If you like my mommy's podcast, please subscribe and leave her a 5-star review. Thank you.